Welcome to XBS Hub, the story behind the coach. The first episode is in the books, and our guest today was the football coach, the very successful football coach, Elisabeth Gunnarsdóttir. And I am pretty sure that we couldn't have had a better start for this podcast. Talking with Elisabeth was inspiring, motivating, and it was just a good talk. And I think I knew about her successes as a coach, and I'll talk about them in a little bit. But her mentality and the way, you know, she's able to connect with the players, and also the successes she's had, you know, outside of winning games and winning titles and awards and all that, it's really inspiring. And I think she is to be modeled by younger coaches who want to reach far in the world. She's a very motivated, fearless person. And at 24, she became the youngest coach ever to coach a top division team. And she explained it in the podcast that she was absolutely 100% sure that she was ready, even though maybe she wasn't. So she has that mentality where she just powers through on her decisions. 2 years later, she became the coach for her hometown club, Valur, and there she had amazing successes. She won 4 league titles, 1 cup title. She was coach of the year 4 times, and she also did very good with the team in the Champions League, which is not very common among teams from, or clubs from, little Iceland. So she did really well there. She later moved to Sweden in 2009, and she's been there now for almost 12 years in Kristianstad. And it's a small town club, it's a young club, and they just had their best season in 2020. They came in third in the league, which is the best success they've ever had as a club. She won the Coach of the Year award in Sweden. She also won the Coach of the Year award in Iceland as the best coach of all the coaches in all the sports. And that's all very impressive, but I'm telling you, once you listen to the podcast and once you listen to her stories, I'm pretty sure that won't be the most impressive things, or I hope not, because all that other stuff is probably the hardest, you know, creating team chemistry, being honest and forthright with your players and all that stuff. That's probably the biggest challenges for coaches, and I don't know, she was very inspiring. I hope you're going to be as inspired as I was once you listen to this.